The annual Fret Festival is coming up at the Peabody Institute. This is the sixth annual Fret Festival this year, and it's under the auspices of the Peabody Preparatory. And I have in the WBJC studio the chair of the guitar department at Peabody Preparatory, Zane Forshee. It's lovely to welcome you back. And again, I see that it is sort of, in a sense, two groups that you draw from. Obviously, you are appealing to high school children, but you also do have it open to general participants, right?
Yes. One of the things we really strive to do, because we are a community music school, is have something for everyone, from the absolute beginners for our young guitarist workshops, all the way up to more intermediate students, advanced high school, and of course, adult guitarists as well. This year, we're bringing in several different styles of guitar. So we're having David Newsom come in from Berklee College, giving a workshop on Brazilian guitar styles. We're having the Echo Flute and Guitar Duo give a concert and talk on how they program their concerts and playing, and giving examples of different things that they've chosen to do. And our guest artists this year are Solo Duo, who are an outstanding guitar duo from Italy that we're happy to bring here to close the event.
And they will be delivering masterclasses too, right?
Yes, we'll have masterclasses as well. This year we're featuring our conservatory faculty member, Julian Gray, who's the chair of the conservatory guitar department, as the featured guest artist presenter for our masterclass for the preparatory. So we'll have young guitarists playing for him. And that's a really exciting thing for us to have him come work with our students. And then the next day, which is Monday, March 2nd, we'll also be featuring a Solo Duo giving a masterclass for the conservatory students. So we really have a program that's institute-wide with something for each department.
What is lovely about the festival is how it kind of builds up during that day to the concert from the guest artists. So what will their concert feature this time?
Their concert's going to feature three Scarlatti keyboard sonatas, two preludes and fugues by Tedesco. These are an homage to the Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach, of course. Surprisingly, a arrangement they've done of Clair de Lune for piano, and then they're closing their concert with one of the Beethoven piano sonatas, but on two guitars. So just come to see that, if you're going to, just to see them go for it, because it's going to really be something.
Exactly, that is so unusual. And then, as I understand it, you really spread out throughout the facility. So this is really a happening that goes on in every possible space, right?
This is correct. Right at 10 a.m., we have things happening for guitar simultaneously. We have high school ensemble coachings, jazz improvisation workshops, and in addition, we also have the Julian Gray Masterclass going on. At 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., we have the Echo Duo giving workshops and performances for flute and guitar. And in addition, we have the Little Luthier's Lessons, teaching young guitarists how to build instruments. We also have the Young Guitarists Ensemble. And then finally, at 2 o'clock, we have the Ensemble Concert, where guitar ensembles from throughout the D.C. Baltimore area come together to play and perform. And finally, closing the event is the Solo Duo concert at 4 p.m.
A happening event. This is the Fret Festival for 2015, the sixth annual Fret Festival taking place at the Peabody Institute. And this is very much under the auspices of Zane Forshee, who is the chair of the Peabody Preparatory Guitar Department. And this is taking place on Sunday, March the 1st from 9:30 to 6 p.m. More information is at peabody.jhu.edu. Zane, thanks for coming in to talk to us about this.
Thank you for having me back.